Alternative 4x4s. See Langley Dotson today, 284 South Edgewood Avenue, just off I-10.
We're just about half a minute before news time, and in the studio, ready to go right after the news with a rock'em sock'em hour of shrieking and good times is Jay Thomas. Welcome, Jay.
Oh, thank you. You can tell I'm working on a percentage, so I'm in here to sell tickets to the show.
To the Alhambra Dinner Theater, where Jay's appearing in...
Chapter 2. Well, you don't remember things very long.
I was making a dramatic pause. I remembered it quite well.
We're giving you the free tickets. Why don't you open up and you can read the title?
Hey, free? Are these available only at 3 a.m.?
You know, you have gotten older looking and fatter since the last time I saw you.
All right, Jay, please, off my back.
I'm really sorry to say that. I'm amazed. Is it the beer? Is it the...
I've been going all to hell ever since the Stillman Diet got shot in his mansion. I will be back right after the news.
Morning at 7 o'clock. This is Carol Hesse, WAPE News.
And this is a Greaseman going skyward for Robbie Rose.
Above Jacksonville.
Hey, Robbie, let me introduce you to Jay Thomas.
Oh, boy, I've been anxious to hear about talking to him.
He's right here with us now.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you high on the regular stuff? You're
I'm
in an airplane
high
or something.
Everything. High on life.
Who is this?
This is Robbie Rose, our new Eye in the Sky traffic reporter.
Eye in the Sky traffic reporter.
He's in an airplane right now. And he's watching over the traffic. Yes, we've come a long way since the days when you were in charge.
Now, this guy could be anywhere. We don't know he's in an airplane. I don't hear any engine, nothing.
Hey, listen to this. Oh. Does that answer your question?
Well, it sounds like you had something rough for breakfast.
If Greece will keep flying around, be back.
All right, 10-4, buddy. Well, Jay, how's it feel to be back in where it all really started for you?
Well, this is fantastic. I've made a complete circle. I've come back to the land of my earlier failures to now... make a big success out of Chapter 2. Did you hear that? Stan Kaplan was here, the owner of the station.
Yeah, he was here. Kind of proud of you, son. He's proud of you.
He thinks I'll do better than James Caan did in the movie?
Well, I can hardly wait to see for myself. You've done the first show already for the VIP.
Two shows. And tonight, it's going to be... I'm telling you, it's going to be sellout, folks. If you don't get to the Alhambra soon, you may not get to see me. And people come to ogle and look. Why? Where do we have all that disc?
Maximum compression.
People come out to see what the story is, and my wife is dead in the play. Didn't you have a wife that passed away, too?
Yeah, my second wife passed on.
She tripped in a beer can in the living room and then hit her mouth on a coffee table, wasn't that?
Right, that was the one. It was tragic.
Didn't you flunk the lie detector test twice? Well, it isn't. It isn't that kind of story, and it's very, very funny, and the movie was out and the play is out. This is the first time it's been on the road, so it's real exciting. It's better than seeing Annie Get Your Shovel, which is 850 years old, which I can't sing anyway, so... It's a great night, and we're going to give the things. What's it cost?
It's about $11 per whatever.
I think it's more than that. You get food and everything, and they have a guy that waves a red handkerchief at the end of the dinner. It's an exciting evening. Now, how are you going to dress when you go to this thing? You can't dress like this.
I'm going to put on my chinos and my good Tom McCann's, Betty.
No, you've got to wear. You have a coat and a tie.
Oh, well, surely you jest.
No, you have to dress like nice. You're not going to come backstage with the... And you have stains all over the front of your pants.
I'm sorry. I was in the bathroom and I got the hiccups. I'm sorry.
I used to have a couch that looked like
that. All right, I'll tell you what. Just for you, when I come out to watch you at the Alhambra, I'll wear my sequin seal, sucker. Why don't we open up the telephones? I'm sure you have a lot of friends and past romances. 358-1818 as we do little time with Jay Thomas, back home again.
Seems like yesterday, against the wind.
It's on, buddy. It's on. Every time I turn mine on, yours is on. We're sharing the umbilical cord of electronics. As Bob Seger, Against the Wind, is here as the Greaseman. We're going to open up the phones directly, take a few calls.
Now, you know, when I was here before, I was very rude and said some horrible things to people, and I want to apologize. I'm now more diplomatic than I've ever been in my life. I think Hollywood has changed me. One day you'll probably get to Hollywood, too. Maybe in a truck, but eventually you'll get there, and you have to understand something. You can't do all of this in front of big stars. It's just impossible. You
do all of what?
The things you're doing, like in front of John Travolta and those people, you couldn't say all these things. Could you handle that sort of
thing? Oh, come on. Yeah, I had Leif Garrett on, and he was dazed by my presence.
Leif Garrett?
Yeah.
You mean the little singer with the blonde hair that looks like a girl?
You mean it wasn't a girl?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God, I think I've just committed an unnatural act.
It's Saviera Hollander. Saviera Hollander's Happy Hooker Goes Hollywood. Rated R, restricted, under 17, not admitted without parent.
I'm coming to a theater near you.
Starts tomorrow at the Neptune 3, the Orange Park 5, the Plaza Twin, and the St. John's Twin.
All right, buddy, are you ready to relive it all? Are you ready to...
I'm sorry. Excuse me, but I'm used to that in the morning. Did you know I'm making a new film?
Really? A
It's about it's about a Jewish square dancer.
Really?
Irving Cowboy.
Irving Cowboy.
That's no good as Irving. We thought of that in the car as we drove in, but I
We
should have left that in the car.
It's got definite potential. Let's snatch up the phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you, little darling?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You're on the air with Jay Thomas.
Jay Thomas.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Paula.
Paula?
Yeah.
How old are you?
7.
Yeah, I'm about 20.
No, Paula. I was a disc jockey. I've been to jail already. I know you're not 20. Do you have your own teeth?
I came out there and talked to you one time, and you know what you told me?
Oh, I'm afraid to ask.
You're too heavy.
I told you
you were... Right in my face, and you said...
I said, you're too heavy?
Oh. Yeah, you are cruel.
Well, I meant heavy in the rock sense.
Come on, admit it.
You didn't.
You called her a blimp, admit it.
You didn't have pimples, too, did you?
No, didn't have pimples.
Well, that's one out of two.
I had one on my tail, but I'd be dead.
Jay, I think for the brutal treatment you gave this woman, you ought to invite her out to the show. Can you handle that?
Yeah, well, it didn't take long for the trash to start calling, did it? Paul, how about if I give you... Hey, Paul, I'll give you a couple of tickets to see me at the Alhambra if you promise to lose some weight before you get out there.
I already did.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on, sweetheart. We'll get your name and address, and maybe I'll get to see your pimple.
Hang on a second, baby. All right, let's take another one. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. You're on the air with Jay Thomas.
Jay Thomas?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Jay, I guess the question I got to ask you, okay? I used to listen to you when you were here many moons ago.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know, you know, I've listened to you on the radio. I've seen you on the television. This time, will you be honest with the people? Is that play really worth seeing? I mean, I've already seen you on television. And before I kick in all this dough to go see somebody like you in a play, is the food any good?
The food is fantastic. I think the play is as good as the food.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. If the play was no good, I would still be here. But the play happens to be real good. And just for asking this question, I'm not going to give you 2 free tickets.
WAP.
That's Bam Streisand, and the main event is 19 minutes after 7 here at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. Well, Jay, are you going to be on Mark and Mindy this coming new season?
Yes, I am, thank goodness. We signed that, and I think everything's going to be okay. We had trouble last year, I think, as people know, because I probably got on a show, but they moved it to another night.
Yeah.
They had Mark was acting like he knew, like he was a college graduate all of a sudden, so they're going to rewrite the whole thing, and they're going to bring us all back and try it again one more year, but that makes it exciting, I guess. I think it is a note on my career that I could take a show that was third its first season on television and move it down into like the 30s and 40s. Now, there are not many actors in America. There are not many ex-disc jockeys who can claim this sort of...
Did
the same thing for the radio station. That's exactly right. I'm one of those guys who's made millions of dollars out of failure. I'm like Tony Franciosa, you know that actor?
Yeah.
Who everyone knows, but who's never been in anything really?
That's true.
That's me. And I'm also, you know, people are asking, can I act and stuff? I dare you to come to the Alhambra Dinner Theater and see me in Chapter 2. And if you don't like me, you can, you can keep your mouth shut.
People are always asking me, Grease Man, Master Charge and Visa, layaway accepted. Yay, it's 21 minutes after 7 here at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. Okay, darling, you got a question for Jay Thomas?
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Who is Jay Thomas?
Oh, God.
You know, this is a question that millions of people have been asking for millions of years, and I think Grease Man can answer this better than I can. Who exactly am I?
Jay Thomas is the man who plays the deli owner on Mork and Mindy. Do you ever watch Mork and Mindy?
No.
You don't.
Let me tell you, we were going to give her the free tickets to the theater. We were going to take her backstage. She was going to have sex with some of the other cast members. And now you've lost all of that by not knowing who I am.
That's right.
You're the one that would have lost.
Oh, Haboto Gaga.
Wait a second. Wait a all the hot ones hang up.
That's right. Well, I don't know. Actually,
Man, can you act? Because, seriously.
Is there an opening in the play for me?
Well, not yet. We're doing chapter 3 in a couple of weeks.
Oh,
and it's about, well, I tell you what we'll do. Maybe later we could write a scene and I could maybe direct you and we could do something.
I'd love to.
Maybe we could have a woman call and you could do a love scene just to see, in case something happens to me, you could step right in.
Oh, my God. You mean I could be your understudy?
So we'll be auditioning some women to see if the Grease Man perhaps could be my understudy at the Alhambra in chapter 2. We'll do the scene where, I tell you what the scene will be.
All right.
You're in a burning house.
Uh-huh.
You're burning house. This is not from the place. I've just made it myself.
Uh-huh.
You're in a burning house.
Burning house.
You've just finished your last can of beer and you're so loaded you can hardly get to the door.
Uh-huh.
Now the decision is, do you go to the refrigerator and save the six pack or do you save your loved one?
Oh my God.
Now the girl that calls will play the loved one. And she'll be laying on the floor. There'll be smoke and flames every place. It's going to be an exciting scene. And folks, don't miss it even if you can.
Oh, please, Jay, get me in acting. My God,
I want you to get ready for this.
I'm ready.
Thinking like someone who's almost on fire.
I'm prime, buddy. I'm prime. I know Robbie Rose probably has done some acting in his day. Hey, buddy.
Oh yeah, all the time. I used to work for a living and act like I was working.
Really?
Yeah, I got paid good money too.
Damn.
Sure did. Traffic. I want to ask Jay a question, too, when I get through here.
Temple?
About his new... he's going to have his own show for us over, and I want to try to get me and you in on it. Traffic-wise is still good. All the expressways okay. Just had a sailboat, and he's lucky I don't have no bullets in these guns this morning. I'd have blowed him out of the water. Come right through town at drive time, and they opened up the Fulham Warren and the Main Street Bridge, and the Fulham Warren now southbound, going over to South 95, is solid all the way across the river, and the Main Street Bridge is busy in both directions. Matthew's starting to back now around University. If you can come in on the Hart Bridge, it is better. And again, all the expressway systems doing real good. Shields Aviation, if you're a veteran, remember, they are state-approved for VA training. If he ever, of course, he probably will, they always do, he'll have what they call the spinoff. Ain't that what they call it?
Probably.
When they
yes.
call it the Jay Thomas Show.
Well, I don't know. You know, I wish you worked for the network, but go ahead, I'm listening.
But anyway, I thought maybe if you could just work me and Grease in a small part, like maybe the sanitation crazies. Let him drive the garbage truck, and I'll ride on the back and a packet or something like that.
Well, we could do that. Are there any shows on TV? Well, you could do, what's the redneck show? Flow. I'm sorry.
Dukes of Hazzard. That's all right.
The Dukes, you'd do one of those, wouldn't you?
Yeah, sure I would.
BJ and the Bear you could do.
I'd
you
do
know,
anything.
You know that. You know, I don't think ABC has any of those down south shows, do they?
Well, a few up there, you know, you might drop a word.
Well, in just a second, I might have a part for you, too. I'm going to be auditioning Grease Man. He's going to be in a flaming building, and it's a toss-up between a six-pack and sex.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be exciting, so stay up wherever you are.
All right.
Stand by, Robbie. 733-7800.
It's 26 minutes after 70 at the Big 8 with the Grease Man. Well, Jay, how long has it been since you've been on the radio, buddy?
As a
disc jockey.
The last time I was on the radio was with you at around Christmas time.
So it's been probably a year since you've worked up in New York where you was working for a while.
Almost a year ago today, I was a disc jockey, and then about 5 or 6 days past this, I was in Hollywood on television.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've made a complete circle. I'm back in Jacksonville at the Alhambra, and someone was just saying, I guess if I keep going down, I'll end up getting fired again in Nashville.
Oh, please.
That's where I came from.
Nashville?
I got canned in Nashville, and Stan Kaplan let me come in and work in here at night. There used to be a swimming pool outside of Ape.
Yeah, we had to fill it up.
And little girls would take their clothes off and jump in that pool and swim into the lobby.
Oh, God.
And come up here and looking for the other night jock who we had...
Ooh.
Who went to that great graveyard in the sky? And those were the good old days of radio. Did any little naked girls come over here and do anything?
Yeah, but I let them in through the front door.
How times have changed.
That's right. Generally fair through tomorrow. We're gonna have a good day today with a high temp of 88, high around 90 tomorrow, and the sunshine continues in the land of the real mayor.
Just a minute, sweetheart. Can I have an audition any second?
All right.
Oh, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Yes, I know.
Well, put her out in your own unique way.
Clouds are blowing in the wind.